State University system officials say they expect lawmakers will keep their promise and restore a $300 million cut to public universities from last year. But the schools want something else, too. An additional $118 million they say will be tied to how well they perform in areas like graduation rates. And University of West Florida President Judy Bentz says the group is even willing to freeze tuition rates in exchange for the money.
With an investment provided for our students, we promise not to seek one penny of a tuition increase this year.
Like other parts of the state budget, higher education has seen its funding shrink in recent years. The result? Larger classes for students, fewer faculty, fewer degree programs, and stalled projects. As state support has dwindled, tuition rates have increased. But those increases haven't been enough to make up for the gap in state funding. Some key lawmakers appear willing to consider the university's offer. In a House committee meeting, Education Appropriations Chairman Eric Frezen said the arguments against tuition increases make it seem as if rates are so high that college is unaffordable for many families. But he also says that doesn't match with the reality of how little students actually pay, especially compared to other states.
Because it seems as though sometimes you look at the tuition increase and you say, well, are we driving poor families out? But then when you actually see what the net increase means to an average family, the number isn't as shocking.
Right now, full-time students in Florida pay about $6,000 a year for their education, and many of them pay less than that through federal financial aid and the state's Bright Futures Scholarship Program. A task force set up by Governor Rick Scott is recommending the state either allow tuition rates to rise or put more state money into the system, with strings attached, of course. Task Force Chairman Dale Brill says university funding should be tied to accountability. He says students and their parents have a reasonable expectation that the state should meet them halfway when it comes to cost.
We went back and forth and said, from an assumption of our calculations, let's do a 50-50. That is it reasonable that the state would at least meet a student halfway and what they're ponying up and what the state is ponying up. So we landed on a, wouldn't 50-50 at least be a philosophical fair starting point?
Since 2007, Florida's public universities have seen a 40% reduction in state support, and at many of the schools, tuition is now the dominant source of revenue. After the universities announced their funding campaign, Governor Rick Scott, an opponent of tuition increases, issued a statement praising the schools for holding the line on tuition. But it's not clear whether he supports the additional funding. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.